Chapter 4. Lord Pendrell never saw his wife again, said Adam. He was leading the group slowly along the corridor. The blond man spoke to his wife.
I'll lock you in a room if you don't behave, Alison, he said and laughed.
Alison looked a little shocked and said, No, Tony, you are terrible. They both laughed. The other guests laughed as well. Adam was annoyed. He wanted the group to be frightened, not happy. He continued the story. Lady Mary was in her room for months. She was on her own. She had no one to talk to. At first she cried. But after a few months, she started screaming. Her screaming filled the hall. Each day the screams were louder and longer. Everyone heard them. Some of the servants left. They hated the sound of Lady Mary crying and screaming. Then more servants left. Soon there were only two servants. These were an old couple. The old man was the gardener. His wife was the cook. She visited Lady Mary twice a day with food, but she never saw her. Sometimes she looked through the small hole in the door, but the room was always dark. Lady Mary never came to the door. All the old lady saw was the dark. All she heard was crying. After she left, the screaming always started. One day the old lady rushed to see Lord Pendrell. He was in his favourite room, the library. He was reading.
Lady Mary is dead, she said.
Lord Pendrell said nothing. He continued to read his book. Only the old lady and her husband went to the funeral. A month later, the old lady came to see Lord Pendrell again.
I helped Lady Mary to die, she said. I put poison in her food. I wanted to help her leave that room.
The old lady went to prison. They said she must die for what she did. Only her husband went to the funeral. Lord Pendrell was left alone in his large house. He had no wife. He had no servants. No one ever saw him again.
Oh, I'm so frightened, said Tony, when the story finished. I want to go home.
Ha ha ha, he laughed. Some of the other guests laughed too. Adam was angry.